You are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Season 4. Chill! Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, the YPG, and the Premier Boy Podcast. Welcome to a new episode of the Gentleman, the podcast. Hope all is well. And we are finally here. This is the season 4 premiere, day 1 of the season 4 premiere. Hope all is well. And y'all know, like every other episode, we got my special guest. I was on her show recently. She also a part of the Cool Rock crew. And she got a podcast crew called Our Collaboration Station. So we're going to interview her, you know, about her podcast show and many more. I just want to say, yo, thank y'all for joining me for season 4 premiere. And I'll be right back.
This is Laquita from the Queen of Me podcast, and you're listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at the time, I will be giving you the Benjamin Facts quote of the day. And today's quote of the day is, the biggest risk is not taking any at all. And what I mean by that is, everybody says taking a big risk is very big, but when you don't take the risk at all, you're not doing anything. You're not taking a risk. You're not moving things forward. You're just going to regret it at the end because you didn't take that risk. So remember, yo, always take a risk because you never know where that risk will take you. Because if you take no risk at all, you're not doing anything. And that is today, Mr. Gentleman Facts quote of the day. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. On Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, we interview many guests about their life journey, pretty much where they come from and where they're at now. Also, promoting their brands or whatever they're doing at the time they come on the show. We also have the host talk about personal stories about himself and everything that he's been through. And also, we have fun conversation about anything music, anything old school, relationships, wrestling, and many more. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 a.m. We are also on every Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Spin-Off Series Thursdays, where we have all of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast spin-off series all in one day, where we have a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday at 12 a.m., the old school show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m., and we have Date Night Talk podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursday at 12 a.m., and y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pods, and many more. Or y'all can check it out on the official website of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com. And tune in every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to this commercial break of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer!
My name is Cynthia from our Collaboration Station podcast, and you are listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Yes, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at this time, I got my special guest. I was on her show recently. She's also a part of the Co-Rock crew. She has a podcast show called Our Collaboration Station Podcast. We have Cynthia in the building. Cynthia, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ken. How are you doing today? I'm doing just fine. Thank you.
Yes, I'm doing good as well. I'm happy I finally got you on the show. So, you know, welcome to the show. And also, this is the season 4 premiere. So, yes. So you're the first guest on the new season.
All right. Thank you for having me in that very special position.
So you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's do it.
All right. So we're going to start off, simple. So where are you from?
So I am originally from Shreveport, Louisiana, but I moved to Georgia 10 years ago and really almost 11 years ago. So I've been in Georgia about, we're approaching 11 years, but I'm originally from Shreveport. Yes.
Nice. So let's talk about, you know, your beginning of life. So tell us about how you was about growing up and compared to where you are now.
Okay, wow, that's a great question. So growing up, and I might have touched on this briefly when you were on my show, but growing up, you know, I lived in a household with my siblings, my parents, who are still married to this day. And, nice. You know, it was a different experience. Definitely grew up in a neighborhood that was not as great as others would have, but I didn't let that affect my adult life. So my neighborhood was really filled with gang violence, you know, drugs, just across the board. It was a lot of that growing up in the 80s and in the 90s, of course. So, you know, it was difficult for a child, but we made the best of what we had, and we made the best of the resources that we had too. Another thing is that, you know, grew up in the church. The church was literally right down the road, and we would used to walk to church, my parents and my siblings and I. And, you know, it was again, interesting is when I look back, you know, being 40 years old now, when I look back, it was interesting. But when I was growing up, I would always say it was a horrible experience for a child, but again, made the best of it.
Yes. And how can you compare the person to you now? Like how can that experience growing up made you the person you are today?
Well, that too is a great question. So the way that I'm living now is totally different from, you know, what I grew up in. And Ken, I also made sure that I put my daughter in a space that was not like the childhood that I had. Mm-hmm. So I made sure that she, you know, had things that we did not have. Plus some, because I didn't want her as a child to experience the worry and different anxieties that I experienced as a child. So yes, we're doing really good, you know, right now, which is good for me, and I'm very thankful to God for that.
Yes, that's amazing. That's just amazing. So how would you describe yourself in one word?
I would say devoted. I would use the one word and say devoted.
Explain why.
Okay. And the reason why is because, you know, to me, the definition of devoted or being devoted is being loyal and, you know, being faithful. And those things I am to others. And the reason why I say I'm so devoted is because I want that in return from people. I want them to have that same level of devotion with me. And so I think I'm pretty devoted. That's a good question, because I have about 50 words that I can explain to myself as, but I'm gonna go with devoted.
Okay, nice. Yeah, I do agree. I do believe that you are devoted. I agree with you on that. So before we get to the podcast, what inspired you to start a podcast?
Okay, so what inspired me to start a podcast, interestingly enough, was that my girlfriends and I would go out at least once a month for lunch. And this was pre-pandemic, so before COVID. And we would go out and I would just, you know, for lack of better words, you know, spit the lyrics to them, if you will. I would say, and talk to them about life and give knowledge and wisdom to them and let them know some very sound advice about things that they needed to or should do inside of their lives. And this was not unsolicited advice. They would literally ask me, how can I get through this situation? Or how would you go about handling this situation? And I said, you know, I would just talk to them very casually. So I started to get feedback from them saying, hey, you know, you really need to get on some type of platform where you can, you know, speak to people. And I let it go on for, you know, maybe weeks and weeks, and then weeks turned into months, you know, as it always does. And so just out of the blue, I don't even know how podcasting came about. I probably was listening to or watching someone on YouTube who had a podcast. And I was like, hey, let me look into this a little bit deeper. And so I did and ran across Anchor, and I saw how easy it was, because I'm not about like technology. I like to be able to just press a button and it's done. Yeah. And for the most part, Anchor did that. So I was like, this is a great platform for me to, you know, kind of share my thoughts and feelings with others and share the sound advice with them or whatever it is that they may be going through. And now I have listeners all across the world. So it's really great.
Nice. And yes, your podcast show is amazing. So let's talk about our Thanks. Collaboration station. Yes. And how you came up with the concept and how you came up with the name and all that good stuff.
Nice. So again, you know, with talking to my girlfriends, I felt like, and again, I want to say this too, they would give me sound advice as well. And so it almost became like this little mini therapy session, if you will. And so I said, hey, we're doing collaboration. You know, I'm talking to them, they're talking to me, we're both giving each other or one another sound advice. Why not just call it our collaboration station? And so I said, you know, the thing about it is keeping it with that kind of general title, people can come on and we can collaborate. So I would connect with someone and then I might branch them out to somebody else, or I might share, you know, their podcast if they have one with someone else and get them set up on an interview with somebody else, and vice versa. They might do the same for me. So, or I might inspire them to start their own podcast, which has happened as well.
Yeah.
So I just figured it'd be a great way for people to come and collaborate and share whatever it is that they wanted to share. So that's how it came about, that name.
Nice. And like I said, it's an amazing show. I was even on it myself. So
yes, you were. And your episode is a hit, if I can throw that in. I've been getting some great, excellent feedback from everyone about that. So thank you for sharing your story and collaborating with me.
And thank you for, you know, having me on the show. It's and y'all gotta check it out and let my listeners know, where can they listen to the our collaboration station?
So you can listen to our collaboration station on anchor.fm, of course, Spotify, iHeartRadio, pretty much wherever you listen to your podcast. Now, I'm not on Amazon yet, and I need to get on that. I know all of you guys in the co-op have already, you know, connected with them, but I do need to get on Amazon, so I'll be working on that. But wherever you listen to your podcast, they can connect with me there. And then, you know, I eventually might start a YouTube channel for this. So stay tuned on that, because I know that'll be just another way to reach, you know, reach listeners and viewers.
Yes, agree. And I got a lot. I mean, you know, this one will be on YouTube. And YouTube is a lot more harder. I'm not gonna lie.
Really?
It is. Yeah, it is. It's a lot more harder. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
but not only that, you have this podcast, you have another podcast show called Learn and Listen with Me. Tell us about how that got started.
Yes. So the way that podcast came about was my business is Listen and Learn with Me, or it's actually Listen and Learn LLC. The podcast is Listen and Learn with Me. And my business is located in Kennesaw, Georgia. And so what I do is work with children of, you know, all walks of life. We work on social skills, academics, behavior training, you name it. And it is a ton of fun. And as you know, social skills is something that is really needed. Social skills training is really needed during this time because a lot of the kids are not in school and they're not able to connect with their peers due to COVID. So with that, I have had to stop my in-person social sessions, but I do virtual, so the kids still get to be connected. So I was just sitting back thinking, you know, as COVID happened, I was like, the kids need another outlet. They need something else to keep them busy other than video games. How about starting a podcast for the kids? And so a lot of my kids know about my Our Collaboration Station podcast, which I call the adult podcast because no kids are on that. So I was like, why not give these kids a podcast of their own? And oh my gosh, I've interviewed some of them. Again, I have listeners, young listeners all across the world, which is great as well. And all I do is just share life tips for kids, how to make great choices, how to listen to your parents, which that's one of the parents' favorite episodes. Mm-hmm. How to make good friends. So little things like that. And they're about, you know, 15 minute long episodes that the kids can listen to weekly.
Nice. Amazing. Amazing. And let my listeners know where they can listen to that show as well.
The same thing. So Anchor, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Overcast, and it's same rules apply, or same thing applies, I should say. Hadn't put that one on Amazon yet, so that's on my list of things to do, but I will definitely be taking care of that so they can listen on those outlets.
Okay, nice. So what is the goal for your podcast, for your audience, and what message should they get out of it, out of your shows?
So, great question. For both of the podcasts, Our Collaboration Station and Listen and Learn with Me podcast, I want to be a voice of inspiration and motivation to everyone. You know, like I said, coming up in the environment that I came up in as a child, I did not realize the access that I had to certain things until I became an adult, and not a 20-year-old adult, but like late in my 30s. I didn't realize the power that I had, and not negative power, but the power that I had to say, hey, all it takes is research, you know? All it takes is just sitting down and kind of getting yourself in a position to figure out what you want to do, and then just the mental space to go and do that. So I want to be a voice of inspiration and motivation to everyone who listens to me.
Nice, amazing. So give us one word to describe both shows. Give us one word for both.
Oh my goodness. Okay. let me see. This is good. I'm going to go with entertaining. Yes, I'm gonna go with entertaining. Can I share with you why?
Yeah, of course.
one reason why is because Our Collaboration Station is a totally different vibe than Listen and Learn with Me. Our Collaboration Station is more chill and laid back. You know, you can grab your wine or adult beverage of choice, and you can kick back and just, you know, relax and be entertained. It's a totally different flow, and it really gets you thinking. On the other hand, Listen and Learn with Me podcast is also entertaining in that I put on a different hat. It's more exciting, you know, it's more some of the kids have said, you know, I've listened and I stood up the whole time and I was dancing, you know, I was up on my feet, you know, so it's a different type of entertainment. But both of them are very entertaining, at least to me.
nice. So we're going to switch it up a bit. So as you know, we are in a pandemic. We are still in a pandemic.
Yes, so, we are.
So how has the pandemic affected you and what have you learned from it?
Well, so the way that the pandemic has affected me, and I have to say, I'm so thankful that I have not had COVID, nor have I had a COVID scare. So I must be doing something right. Mm-hmm. I wear my mask when I'm out. You know, I know that's a big controversy for a lot of people. But I make sure that I practice safety measures across the board. One way that it has really impacted me is that I, before COVID, would travel constantly. Mm-hmm. And I didn't get to leave the country last year, you know. I barely left out of the state. You know, I might go across state line to the neighboring states to go visit a waterfall or, you know, go to a park or something like that. But as far as going out to the beach, I have not done that. And that's one of the things that I absolutely love to do. So it has impacted me, you know, negatively in that way. Not being around my friends, because I am a social person. It's impacted me in that way. You know, we can only do Zoom for so much, you know, so long. Yeah. So and it's while it is something, it's not the same. However, on a positive note, a positive impact that I've had is that my business has grown remarkably. Mm-hmm. And so I don't want to take away from that spotlight as well. There are so many businesses that have closed, as you know, Ken, over this, you know, year.
Yeah.
And I was so grateful when I went and renewed my business license back in December. Mm. I was like, this little piece of paper, I'm so glad to have it, you know, because a lot of businesses don't. So that's been one positive impact. And I think that as we, you know, continue to maneuver through this pandemic, we hope that it goes away, but we know that's not going to be the case. Yeah. We just have to learn how to maneuver smartly around what's going on and keep ourselves and our loved ones and others safe.
Yes, I agree. And let's pray that everything will be all right with everybody. Let's pray that we get some better things going and this is right. Stay positive, you know.
Right.
So also, not only we got the pandemic going on, we also got a lot more stuff going on, you know, with police brutality, mm-hmm. racism, injustice right. in America, and also recently about the Capitol situation. Right. So how do you feel about everything that's going on right now?
Oh my gosh, don't get me started. So, you know, I'm very disappointed in Americans. And I think that's the safest word that I would use. I'm disappointed. As a U.S. Air Force National Guard veteran.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yes, I am. I am really, 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 really angry at what happened to the Capitol. Very angry about that. There was no reason for security to have been breached the way that it was. There was no reason for that, you know? There was no reason for lives having to have been lost behind this nonsense. It's chaos. And, you know, we think back, this is going to take us a long time to recover from. And I say us as a whole, us as Americans, mm-hmm. it's going to take a long time for us to recover from. You know, when the pandemic hit back last year, then we had, you know, all this different police brutality. That was a whole bunch of trauma that was placed on people. Yeah. Then you had, you know, the riots and the protests, and then it settled down. And then we had this disastrous election. Now, when I say disastrous, I'm talking about, you know, the side that is continuing with these lies and, you know, mm-hmm. continuing with this nonsense. I am very pleased with the outcome that we have with our president-elect and then also mm-hmm. our upcoming vice president. I'm very pleased with that. But, you know, just a lot of unnecessary chaos. And yeah. I think just, you know, disappointed mixed with some anger. I'm not happy with what's going on.
I agree with you. And I agree with you. And let's just hope as well with that is get a lot better. Don't want to spend too much in that, but yeah.
I know, because you know what? I watch CNN all day, and then, you know, when I'm at home, and then I jump in my car, and then I turn it on CNN in my car, so I'm listening to CNN, and it's just, you're hearing it constantly throughout the day. Yeah. And so you just, like you said, you hope and pray that this, and it will eventually pass, and we can move on, but I just really hope that, you know, we can reunite as a whole and get on the same page with one another.
I agree. I can't wait for that day to happen. I agree.
Right. It's crazy.
It is crazy. So let's get back to brighter things.
Sounds good to me.
So what is your dream venture? Something that you always want to do?
Ooh, okay. So here's the thing too. I was supposed to go to Bora Bora last year. I should have threw that in the last question you asked me about the pandemic's negative impact, because I didn't get to go to Bora Bora. But I definitely want to go there. And my biggest dream, though, because I'm living in my dream right now, which I'm very happy about with my business and just where I am personally in life. But my biggest dream is to retire early. So I'm on a progressive path to retire by 45. Now, what that means is, when I say retire, that means that I won't have to work. Right now, I need to work, just like I'm sure, you know, many of us do. But I'll get into a space to where I won't necessarily have to work. Now, will I still do things here and there? Of course. And I'm definitely going to carry on my business just as long as my students need me and just as long as my families need me. But my biggest dream is to retire early, because I saw the impact that working over into, you know, your 60s and sometimes even 65, 70. I saw that impact in what it had on my parents.
Agreed,
and
yes.
I didn't want that for myself. So I decided to, you know, bust my butt real hard, especially, you know, around 36, 37, which has been like the past 4.5 years or so, to develop different businesses within my business and even outside of my business. So I've been working really hard to, you know, create my dream and achieve my dream of retiring early.
Nice. And yes, I agree. I would like to retire early as well. So see my parents working so hard all those years is it's crazy. So yeah, I agree with you on that. I definitely agree with you on that.
Thank you.
So what other projects do you got going on?
So one of my main projects that I have going on, obviously, is the business and the two podcasts, but I am looking to expand Listen and Learn to an international level. So I'm working with schools. I have connects in two different countries, and I am working to launch my business within schools in other countries. So I want to be able to help children internationally, help them with the same skills that I'm helping the kids with here, and then also teach English to Spanish speaking children. And then, you know, if I decide to step over into other countries, then I would, you know, choose to teach those children English as well. So that's been one of my biggest projects that I'm working on right now.
Nice. Amazing things. So what do you have to say for anybody that go on the same route as you, you know, with the podcast and your business and everything?
Okay. What I would tell people to do is be consistent. Okay. Be consistent and give yourself time to rest. One of the biggest things I talk about, and you'll hear a running kind of motto throughout my Our Collaboration Station episodes, is I talk about peace and being at peace. There was a time in my life, Ken, where it was not peaceful. You know, there were things that were just getting to me or people that were getting to me, and I allowed them to do that. And it wasn't until I said, you know what, I need to choose to rid of this negative situation, rid of these negative people. It wasn't until then until I decided to, or when I started to see a positive change. Mm-hmm. So being consistent and just do it. Just do it. Yes. I mean, why not? You know, why not just step out and do? Everybody has a story, and someone might need to hear your story or someone else's story, you know? So it doesn't have to be all fancy, you know? Like I said, I'm not all about the editing and whatnot. I know you have your cool setup that you use on your podcast, but
yeah, you know, I have just, to.
That's it. Yeah, you go all out and a half. But, you know, just sit down and start podcasting, or just sit down and start developing your business plan. And above all that, pray for guidance. Okay. Because that, if I didn't pray for that guidance, I wouldn't be where I am today.
Yes. Agree. Yes. Like I said, anything you want to do in life, just go for it. Y'all. Go for it. Like, you can't go wrong with it. You got to take a risk. For something that you want, you have to take a risk. And you know, my show is about, you know, people telling stories. I'm glad you said that, because it is about telling stories, and glad that you did that. So before you go, we have a segment game called Five Random Topics, where you have to answer five topics I give you. It could be short, it could be long, it don't matter.
Okay.
So you ready?
Yes, I am.
So let's start up with the team that we are part of. Let's start up with the co-op. Let's get a brief about the co-op. Like, talk about the co-op.
Okay. So I don't know how I got so lucky to be a part of the co-op, which is the Circle of Outstanding Podcasts, for those of you who do not know. And it's a group of very, very amazing and talented individuals all across the world, right? And so we have our fire group. Yes, it is fire. And we share ideas, and we promote one another's podcasts. And, you know, all of the participants in the group have been a true inspiration, you know, and just I'm so happy to have you guys as a part of, you know, my really everyday life. I connect with someone on the group every day, whether it's through a quick text or whether it's through an interview. And it's been great to hear those stories. So, and I just like the different styles of you guys' podcasts. So I've learned so much. I've put in some good, you know, ideas and stuff as well. And it's just great to be a part of you guys' life. And I'm so glad to have you all as a part of my life as well.
Yes, agree. You know, shout out to the co-op. A lot of them already been on my show. You know, Angelica, Coupon Creepin, Gia, Bromar. Yes, shout out to Michelle. You know, shout out to all of them that came on my show so far. And you know, shout out to Cynthia as well.
Awesome.
Your favorite type of food to eat?
Okay, so hands down, Cajun food. I mean, like I said, I'm from Louisiana. You know, somebody will have to fight me if they say anything's better than Cajun food. No, no, actually, that's my first pick. I love catfish, just Cajun style catfish. I'm actually having that for dinner tonight, so I can't wait to get home to fry that up. But I'm gonna have to say Cajun food, etouffee, jambalaya, gumbo, you name it. Those are some of my absolute favorites.
All right. What about your favorite to cook?
I'm going to go with catfish. Definitely the catfish. I know it's quick and easy and it's simple. You know, don't get it twisted. I could throw down in the kitchen. But yes, that and my gumbo. I mean, not my gumbo, my dressing for Thanksgiving. I cook a bad dressing. Oh my goodness. So those are the two things that I really enjoy cooking and eating.
Nice. You know, I'm a big, I like food, so I'm big on food.
Yeah.
So what is your favorite type of music to listen to?
Ooh, somebody asked me this the other day, and I told them I like to listen to everything except heavy metal. But really, I love R&B, whether it's, you know, old school R&B, you know, your Mike Jackson, your Whitney Houston, Patti LaBelle, or, you know, our 80s and 90s, Usher, you know, Toni Braxton, just you name it. I absolutely love me some smooth R&B. And I listen to it really on a daily basis.
Agree. You know, I like everything as well, but R&B is, you already know, R&B is my favorite.
Yes. Now, and I do, I listen to a lot of gospel music as well. I mean, I like all types of music, just music with no words, like instrumentals. Like I'll listen to those, you know, just if I'm settling down for the evening. So it just kind of depends on my mood as to what I want to listen to.
Agree. And last one, what is your goal for 2021?
My goal for 2021 is to do whatever I did in 2020, because that I'm telling you, I was one successful sister in 2020. So, you know, I'm on this kind of path. I've been using this hashtag on social media saying 2021 enlightenment. And I am in a space of peace. And the way that I got to that peace was being consistent with my prayers and being consistent with my meditation. And I thought I was in this great space of peace, but then I realized there's so much more to see and do and understand in life. And so I'm working towards enlightenment and just having a true understanding of, you know, spirituality, what God has to offer us, what we can offer to God through what we do through our everyday lives. And yeah, so I feel like that being enlightened for 2021 and staying alive for 2021, that's a big thing too. But definitely doing what I did last year in 2020 is my goal for 2021.
Yes, amazing. Yes, Cynthia, thank you for coming on the show.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, thank you for coming on the show. You was amazing. You know, I enjoyed myself. You know,
thank you.
And yeah, just let everybody know where they could listen to your podcast, know more about your business, and drop all your social media and stuff like that.
I will. And let me just say thank you again, Ken, for having me. I truly appreciate it. I'm so excited to share this new season with you. Thank you for, you know, putting me in this slot to be able to be on your amazing show. And, you know, if you guys are listening and have not reached out to Ken, please do so that you can share your story. He gives you a very comfortable background and platform to just share what it is that you want to share, and I appreciate you for that. So with that being said, you can connect with me, like I said, our collaboration station for the adults can be found on anchor.fm, Spotify. I don't have a true page for it, so if you want to reach out to me as far as for advertising or whatnot on Instagram, you can connect with me at Simply Cynthia B, or on Facebook, you can do the same at Cynthia, Simply Cynthia B. Now, if you want to email me and, you know, if you have something personal you want to share away from social media, you can email me at mywritingsinthesand@gmail.com. So you can connect with me there. With regards to listen and learn, you can connect with me on my website. It's listenandlearnllc.com. You can also email me at listenandlearnllc@gmail.com. I do have a business page for Listen and Learn LLC, and it's Listen and Learn LLC, Kennesaw, Georgia, on Facebook. And so they can connect with me there. And of course, if they want to call the office to get a free consultation about their child or either themselves because I do mentor adults as well, they can contact me at 678-919-2117. And you can connect with me on any of those. I'm always available.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you again, Cynthia. Check her out. She's amazing. And check me out on her show. Yes. When I did my interview with her. And and once again, thank y'all. And we'll be right back.
Bye.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. Now, I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast presents Spinoff Series Thursdays. And Spinoff Series Thursday is the new home for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Spinoff Series that brought to you shows like A Conversation About Music Podcast, The Old School Show, and Date Night Talk Podcast. And A Conversation About Music Podcast is a music spinoff series where we talk about anything music, from the current music scene and the old school music scene, where we interview many guests that's in the music industry and artists about their music journey. We have a segment game called The Face Off, which is a versus inspired game. And we have roundtable discussion about variety of music topics. And y'all can check out A Conversation About Music Podcast every first Thursday at 12 a.m. Every first Thursday at 12 a.m. Now, The Old School Show that featured myself and the star Roddy Rod is a show where we discuss anything old school, from music, TV shows, movies, and many more. We also bring in guests to join in on the old school conversation. Y'all can check out The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. Every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And last but not least, we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B, where we talk about anything relationship related topics like love, dating, relationships, cheating, the good and the bad, and many more. And y'all can check out this spin-off series, Date Night Talk Podcast, every second and third Thursday at 12 p.m. So look out for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents Spin-Off Series Thursday, A Conversation About Music Podcast, every first Thursday. The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday. And Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursdays. And y'all can check out Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays for the main series and every Thursday for Spinoff Series Thursdays. And thank y'all for checking out this commercial break. And now back to your regularly scheduled program. True! I just want to take the time to thank everybody for tuning into this new episode. This is day one season premiere, season four premiere episode. Thank you to our special guest, Cynthia, from Our Collaboration Station for coming on the show. And y'all check out her podcast, it's an amazing show. It's on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. And don't forget, check me out on her show too. I was on her episode. So check out, so show some support. And season four premiere, y'all, day one. So y'all already know, if y'all haven't yet, check out the Premier Web Pocket with myself, Mr. Aaron Sands, DJ Retro. Oh wait, I forgot. He not in the Premier Web Pocket no more, I forgot. and they calling Mally Mel, long live the Chief Mally Mel. Season 2 of the Premier Web Podcast, February 2021. We will give you your full release date coming soon. And y'all already know, don't forget, we got day 2 of the season premiere episode with the returning guest, Naya. She will be coming back on the show doing a Date Night Talk special. She will be interviewing me on Date Night Talk. So look out for that. Don't forget, January 20th, we got the 2-year anniversary episode of Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast. So, y'all already know, just like the 1-year anniversary, we all have a countdown show of all the top songs, top 2 songs that were played on my show, that were played on number 1 and number 2s. So, you know, stay tuned for that. And if y'all want to be on my show, y'all could DM me Ken _ Mr. Gentleman. I repeat, Ken, K-E-N. _ Mr. M-R, Gentleman, G-E-N-T-L-E-M-A-N. Or y'all can email me with your bio, a pic of yourself for the cover art at KenYPGENT@gmail.com. Y'all, if you want to be for Date Night Talk, the podcast, Date Night Talk, the podcast will be released in March 2021. I'll give y'all more info on that on day 2 of the season 4 premiere. And, once again, thank y'all for tuning in to this day 1 season premiere. And see y'all on day 2. Have a good night.
Hey, it's your boy Bromar, host of The Bromar Show. And you are listening to the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.